Hi guys, welcome back to a second episode of Free Strikes. You're here with Oninye.
Ayo.
And Emmy.
So today we're going to talk about Kanye West. I'm sure you guys have seen his tweets, you've seen news about on Twitter. What do you guys think?
I feel like Kanye West has always shown us this side of him.
Let me ask you, what did it for you in terms of now Kanye's cancelled? Like, what was it that he did? Was
obviously
it the 400
slaves?
Or was it the Make America Great
Again?
No,
Make America Great, that's what I'm trying to say. Kanye West has always shown that he likes to be controversial. President whatever, George Bush hates
black people.
That was, like, outrageous. I was like, what?
People still remember that.
Exactly. And now he's doing the Trump thing. I feel like he's always had number one issue with presidents.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about politics that Bush has done, but I'm just saying he's always shown us that he is this type of person. This is what he does. It's like he enjoys it. Taylor Swift, what's that thing he said about Beyonce?
Oh, she deserves to win best.
Yeah, he's always done it. He's very outrageous. And I feel like now people are being like, wait, what the hell? Now that he's saying something against something that you don't like before,
exactly.
All the stuff he used to say was kind of pro-black, and now it's not black.
That's what I was trying to tell Ayo.
Yeah.
His character's the same. Like, he's still that loud, arrogant person. It's just you guys don't like the message that he's saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's understandable. His opinion is different. For me, it was when he did that 400 years.
Yeah, I thought, okay, well, now your mindset is 100.
Yeah, that did it for me, because I was like, no way. But then I watched the Charlamagne interview today.
But before you even get into that, my reason for not agreeing with you when you said that, for agreeing with the both of you now that you're saying that he's always been outspoken, it's just you don't like the message. That's not the point. The point is he's done a complete 180 in terms of where he stands. And
yeah, 360
means to go all the way around.
Yeah, that's what he's done.
No,
that means that you're...
It's 180.
Anyways,
it's like he's done a complete 180. My reason why I don't think that's the case is because the best way I can describe it is that's like me saying, I like women, I only see myself with a woman, and then a week later I'm like, yo, that guy is hot, you know. What am I doing a thing with him? You can't have such an extreme switch. You can't go from 1 minute I'm straight to 1 minute I'm gay without there being any gray area in between to explain that transition.
Yeah, but
there was nothing that explained this transition. Fair enough, he's been off the map for 2 years and he's just been doing whatever he's been doing. But on the TMZ interview, he explained that he was out of the loop. He was going through mental illness.
Yeah,
he did
get sectioned.
When he did the Pablo tour, the Life of Pablo tour, and he was hospitalized, and they were giving him opioids.
Yeah, he was addicted.
Okay, but can I just ask you this? Yes. Regardless of what you're saying, there needs to be an explanation. Does the way he was behaving, his whole mannerism, seem like somebody who was clued up on what was going on?
No, and I'll explain, and I'll say it again. No, see, that's the thing. So the thing is, the reason why I'm saying I don't even believe this guy, real talk, in my opinion, he's not the same person. This is someone completely
his
different.
His mindset is different, but his behavior
that's
is still the
same.
Yeah,
he's
still
mindset.
The same outrageous Kanye.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, that, okay, he's always shown attributes of someone that's been very outspoken and someone that can just flip the switch whenever. Yes, he's always had that bit of outburst about him. That's not the point. The point is, it's not even the message. It's the fact that before, Kanye spoke very eloquently. Kanye spoke in a way that was very, very informed. Kanye spoke in a way that was very rooted in facts.
But that's
Kanye spoke in a way that was compassionate. Yeah. Now he's speaking without facts. Now he's speaking without compassion. Now he's speaking without informed thought on what he's actually
talking about.
But
now he's speaking
about
his politics side. Remember when he was talking...
Wait.
Remember, he was still the same when he was talking about Adidas and Nike. Remember when he was going on... He was still tweeting and...
I'm talking about something that's been recent. This is recent. I'm not talking about this. The whole outburst about designers and about...
No, but I'm saying his character, like, the way he's...
That's not a point. The whole outburst about that, that's not... Yes, he's always been an outrageous person. He's always been a sparky person.
But you don't like so the message now. That's about, the thing.
You're not catching what I'm saying. It's not about the message. Let's put it like this, yeah? Before this guy started dropping all these about Anar Bernard and all these designers that he's been dropping, how many people even know who Anar Bernard is? Charlize, you know who Anar Bernard is? Do you know who some of the designers he's been dropping names about is? I when Kanye drops random names like, oh, I want to be like this person, do you know who they are? Before, Kanye spoke about things that the regular people could actually relate to. Now, because he's a rich, bougie dickhead, he's talking about shit.
Whoa.
He is. No, he's talking about shit that no one can actually relate to.
Listen, because what you're saying is exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, but when you're saying that, why are people surprised? We're just saying, wow.
But it's not about why are people surprised. That what I'm trying to say here is the fact that Kanye started out as the guy that the hood supported him, and he supported the hood. Now he's neglected the hood, and he's only talking about things that people that live in that 1% can relate to.
I don't dispute that, but I'm saying his actions, the way he's protruding anything.
Everyone is saying his actions. It's not the actions. His actions is not the problem.
Yeah,
nobody,
I agree that.
Nobody's
agree
saying
that.
That his actions is the problem.
Okay, can I ask you
people
this?
Are saying, like, okay, let me give an example of something that he said. He said that, the world and the environment doesn't want you to be a free thinker. Now, if you're a free thinker, it's like illegal. Everybody just needs to speak their mind.
Mm-hmm.
The term of free thinking is to speak with informed thought. He's not speaking with informed thought. Saying slavery was a choice is not an informed thought.
No, we know that. We're saying the same thing, but we're just saying, why are people surprised by his actions?
People
because
are surprised.
He has these outbursts where people think that he's crazy or whatever.
But the reason why people are surprised...
The only reason people are surprised now is because it's to do with Donald Trump. And back in the day, everything that Donald Trump stands for is what he was against.
Yeah.
But people are annoyed by that, but why are you surprised that he's still going to express himself the way he's always been expressing himself?
But you're both saying that don't be shocked by his...
No, but people are saying cancel him and everything.
No, I'm shocked because of the Kanye that I know. The Kanye that black people know, I feel like, is different to the...
Black
masses.
Power.
Yeah, because he's always been like... Everything that he's done has always been like, you know, black power. So that's what I'm shocked by. But I'm not going to say I'm surprised by...
Yeah, this is
behavior.
Kanye. He does things.
No,
whatever Kanye is thinking, he will express in a way like this.
Yeah.
Attention seeking.
It's shocking that now he's gone and done a complete opposite of everything that he stands for.
Very
that's
opposite.
You're saying it's shocking. That's not shocking. That's diabolical. The reason why it's diabolical is... And I'm not just saying it because I'm trying to be someone that's being extra dramatic. Is because you have to bear in mind, it's like he's a ghost of what he used to be. No, everyone is saying, oh, you're only shocked by what he's saying. No, it's not normal that someone that used to... His mom was an African. His mom was an African liberal rights. She taught African history.
Yeah.
His dad was a Black Panther revolutionary. How do you grow up from that? And now you're talking about Donald Trump is my brother. We're both dragon energy. He's talking he's talking about saying slavery was a choice, and you can't no longer live in a way where you're victimized. Now you have to be the victor. That's bullshit. Do you know what that's
that was crazy.
No,
wait. I understand.
You're both saying things that don't make sense because that's like...
I don't think it doesn't.
No, see, the problem is, honestly speaking, since... The change has occurred since his mom died. Since his mom died, he's been struggling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And it looked like he was getting back to normal.
Through,
Before he got to Kim, I feel like that's when he...
That's
what I'm saying.
After watching the friends with me,
back to normal. The issue was, because he didn't have like a strong female figure in his life anymore to guide him.
Yeah.
He kind of like lost his way a little bit because... If you go back to college dropout, he's always talked about how him and his mom was close and how his mom was like his best friend and how he did so much with her. Now he doesn't even have a strong female figure anymore. And then to deep it, imagine that the strong female figure that you now have in your life is Kim K. Kim K appropriates black culture. She gains.
I don't think she's
a white chick that now has the body of a black woman. What are you talking about?
Honestly, I don't think that she's appropriating black
she's
culture.
Appropriating she's appropriating black culture.
I feel like people take appropriation too far. Kim Kardashian.
The appropriation
I see online is like Kim Kardashian is wearing braids. Kim Kardashian is
because that's appropriating black culture.
I don't think that she's appropriating.
Okay, if that's the case, yeah. How about this? If I'm to go do like wear the hats that Jewish people wear and then grow my hair, Charlize, I want your honest input here. If I'm to grow my hair like a Jewish guy, I do the locks like a Jewish guy with the little curly that comes down the side, yeah, and wear the hat, yeah, and then start being like, oh yeah, I got this look from this guy in this movie. Jewish people will flip at me and be like, that's us. You can't take something that belongs to us and then not even revert it back to the origins of where it's actually coming from.
Yeah,
and
that, no problem with that.
What do you mean there's no problem
there's
in
no problem
that?
That?
Wait, guys,
how is there not a problem in that? That's culture appropriation.
No, sorry, I'm saying there's no problem with that argument.
I'm taking something that everybody uses to identify you as a people, and then I'm not even giving you the plaudits or the props from where it's coming from, and I'm giving the props to some random black guy that just used it. What Kim K done was she used a random white chick in a movie that did that braid, and she called it a Bull Derek braid. Bitch, are you out of your mind? Didn't it come from
no,
her?
No, no, I feel like appropriation.
Is it not? That's just appropriation because you're not giving
I'm trying to say,
to
yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the levels,
okay.
The levels of appropriation.
Tunde, when you did your dreads, yeah. What person made you think? Oh, I want to look like this person.
Alright.
Cool. Imagine a white boy now, yeah, saying I want dreads, yeah, and then I'm looking at this random white guy that happens to be a hippie or in like some random area of the internet. Oh, I'm getting dreads because of this guy. You're not giving plaudits to where it's coming from. That's the problem with her and her family.
Them getting big lips.
You're not giving plaudits to the fact that it's natural.
They
African
know what they're doing.
They have luscious big lips. And then getting ass shots. You're not giving plaudits to the fact that
they basically recreated us black girls. They recreated our look to be what they have
that's,
and what they
that's
they redefined beauty. Basically,
what I'm trying to say is that there's differences in. I feel like there's people need to start accepting what's offensive and what is actually harmful. Like them doing that, don't feel like. What I'm trying to say is the level. What he's saying is right. But it's not everything that you need to kick off at. Bow Derek braids.
I'm not kicking off.
I just feel like Bow Derek braids.
I don't care.
You're mentioning it, so it is a big deal.
No, I'm saying. I said. Yeah, the reason why I think when he lost his mom, and then Kim K has now stepped in as the female figure in his life, that ruined him because she has no basis. She has no root. She has no actual foundation of anything. She has no substance. So imagine going from someone that had substance, someone that was knowledgeable, someone that actually genuinely loved you, to this random nonsense family that have no substance, and they believe that any publicity is good publicity. They've ruined your head.
He's lost
in a sauce.
Yeah, he's
this
lost.
Guy.
Yeah,
this
he
this guy. This guy is like it's like a man without a country. He doesn't know where he's come. He doesn't know where he comes from no more. He lives in Calabasas, some random greenish nonsense, a gated community in LA that mostly all rich, wealthy white people.
Wait, guys, I've been wanting to ask you. Some people have been saying, you know, Rihanna, when she wears her clothes and whatever, and people are like, oh, she's supposed to be a role model. Why is she dressing like that? Why do we care about what celebs do? People always tell Rihanna that, oh, it's not like Rihanna's job to be a role model.
She didn't say she wanted to be a role model.
Exactly.
See,
so why should Kanye be your role model? Why can't you just accept he's chatting shit?
I agree with you, yeah, that unfortunately we live in a generation where we are paying too much credence to celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
I agree 1,000%. And really and truly, what he's saying shouldn't even bother you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can put my hand on my heart and say it shouldn't bother me. But you know why it bothers me? Because
It's the impression that No,
that's not it. I'm talking about me in particular and certain people that might think like me. The reason why I bothered someone like me or someone like Van Lathan, the guy that flipped out of Kanye on the TMZ interview, was because someone like me and him, Kanye was my favorite rapper. When I was in college and I was struggling, I was thinking, brother, I'm not gonna pass. Because I just didn't have the motivation to do anything more. But I listened to the College Dropout, and I listened to the last song College Dropout.
Yeah, lots
the
of
last
people
call.
Said they were inspired by him. Yeah,
the
we
last
know.
Call. That song in particular gave me that kick up my backside. Like, if he can make it out, yeah, and get to where he's gotten to right now, there's nothing stopping me from passing college. There's nothing stopping me. So for someone like me, having someone that spoke so eloquently with a great message of the ability to come up out of nothing to this guy that's talking about oh, Louis Vuitton won't back me up to make my own fashion line, the house of Gucci, all that nonsense. It's like, yo, my guy, you didn't even care about money and all that shit before. All you cared about was black empowerment and black people being in a better position than where we are right now. This right here, it's like, my guy's got the Stockholm syndrome. It's like, the people that used to oppress him is now the people he wants to impress. That's a joke. You're not the same guy no more.
Wait, I want to ask, what did you think of the Charlamagne interview? Because I feel like the buzz recently has been on TMZ, mm-hmm. but the Charlamagne interview was really, really good to watch. It was nearly two hours, but no, it was really good.
I agree with you.
What can you just?
I love the way they shot it as well. It was beautifully shot.
What was the substance of the interview?
So basically, Charlamagne just wanted to know
what was going on.
Yeah, he wanted to give Kanye his platform. Do you know what I mean? To express himself,
and he really did. So with that, yeah, the difference between it's very mad, because I agree with you. When I told you that. Like we were talking about it, you're gonna check it out. Yeah, so in the interview that he did with Charlamagne, it's like, you have to bear in mind, he was in his own environment.
That was his house.
That was his office. That was like his land and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's a lot more relaxed. He feels at ease. He looked at peace, and he thought about what he said more before he actually said it. Compared to TMZ,
controlled versus uncontrolled environment.
Yo, my girl. You're speaking that sense, yeah? Because of the fact that it's like, he's a true Gemini. A true Gemini has like completely different opposite sides to them.
Yeah.
Like going from someone that's well thought out and well controlled. Yes, Steven's a Gemini.
Oh.
Going from someone that's well thought out to well controlled and under control and well thought out
to someone
that's outrageously outlandish.
Do you know why?
Unspoken.
That's so true, because you know how Kanye is.
When he was in that TMZ interview, it's like there was
he panicked.
He wasn't thinking, he was just running off.
So you're really giving him an excuse for
his He's not giving him an excuse.
I'm not giving him an excuse.
He's just
saying the difference of thinking before you talk.
Yeah.
He sounded a lot more intelligent.
He could control the Charlamagne interview. He was at his house, but in TMZ, he was reacting. Do you know what I mean? People were coming at him and he was reacting, and then he just panicked to me.
Basically, when he was able to take his time to reply, he thought about what he said a bit more. When he speaks on the whim, when Kanye speaks on the whim, you know Kanye...
He's always trouble.
Another reason why that is because this is the guy that's been saying for how many years that I don't read. I don't believe in reading. I want to experience life. And that's dangerous, because if you don't have any information in anything, then how can you talk about it and give informatic points?
That's actually
towards
true.
You can't actually
Where's
say
your context?
Nothing about... Listen... Now you're catching why I'm so pissed off at him.
I actually get it because you're going deep now. Can I be honest, I thought, what he was doing was a bit, but I never thought, oh, cancel Kanye, whatever, boycott Kanye. Because I just thought, that's what he wants to think, like, why do I care so much? But now what you're saying is so true, because he was actually influential. Like, people looked up to Kanye. They call him a genius, for God's sake.
Thank you.
So I guess, like, in their mind, like, I won't say they're Jesus, but they're like, they're idols. Go on, like. Everything he stands for.
He is my favorite rapper. I've lost my favorite rapper, because now I can't respect you. Because what you're saying, you're speaking about actual
Where's
context.
The substance and context?
Listen, you're spitting the gems. That's why I've been feeling the way I've been feeling. So me getting pissed off when people are like, oh, I agree with what Kanye said, that slavery was a choice. My G, what the fuck are you talking about?
But can I just ask you about that statement? What exactly did he mean it, like the mindset? Like if we, because someone said he meant it. Yeah, someone said he meant like if we all decided to rebel against like the white people or whatever.
I've got so much to say on this, and I feel like before you even finish that, before it's even physical change, the psychological damage that has been done to people. You know when you're scared, children. I don't know how to
Do you know what pisses me off? Yeah.
Abused or people and stuff like that. People are like, why don't you leave? Why don't you leave? It's the same thing. It's deeper than just being trapped, just being told you can't leave this house. It's deeper than that.
Do you know what pisses me off when Western countries, look down on Africans? Like some of us just became independent in the 50s. You had how many hundreds of years, to structure yourself, structure your democracy, whatever. We're literally starting again. Do you realize?
How about this year? The reason why it was hurtful was because, Charlamagne said after he spoke to Kanye after that was TMZ moment, was he meant, we shouldn't be.
Wait, what came out first, TMZ or Charlamagne?
Charlamagne was recorded before.
Oh, but it came out after.
Dropped after the TMZ thing. Oh. Yeah, but the reason why it was annoying was because he said to Charlamagne over the phone that, I meant mental imprisonment. Yeah, but. See, but it's dangerous because what you think and what you say, it didn't match. And what you said was slavery was a choice. Those words are big. The reason why it's big is because, my guy, you're acting like it's a questionnaire. You choose to fill out a questionnaire. They didn't choose to be enslaved.
Exactly.
That's like, if it's a choice, I might as well call up the HR of slavery and be like, my guy, you treated a lot of people wrong. That's not right. Mm. It's not a choice. And then to make it even worse... It was done in a way to be like the people that were enslaved were weak. Yeah. These people weren't weak. If you watch Underground, that program on Netflix, did you watch it? Anyone watch it?
Amanda used to talk about it. Our friend Amanda.
Surely she watched it.
She said it was quite good.
Tunde, you watched it?
Yeah.
Like
the only part I've seen of it is when the house slave and the
slave. From that program, the reason why that program it highlighted the fact that these people had a rebellious spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, Charlize? Yeah. They had a rebellious spirit. They wanted to run away, but you know why they couldn't run away? Because let's flip it like this, Emmy, you have your mom, your dad, and your brother or your siblings there in that plantation. You have this burning urge in your heart. I'm not meant to be here.
But where would you go?
Hold on. I'm not meant to be here. I'm meant to be somewhere else. Can you honestly tell me deep down you can leave without your family? In that type of situation, that's why they could not leave.
And it's not even just that. It's where would they go? Everyone in the country was against them. Yeah, so
the
where would
thing
they?
That makes you different. It's very obvious. Everyone would be like, "Oh,
no!" But that wasn't a point. There was the point of them leaving wasn't because of where to go.
Yeah.
They were leaving just to leave. When you're oppressed, and when you're constantly getting beat down, eventually you're gonna flip and you're gonna flip out on someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like. For example, from Underground, the series, there was so much stuff that was going on that it was like that one dying moment when she was about to get raped. What was her name again? The light-skinned chick, the main character. I forgot her name, she was about to get raped, and that's when she flipped and ran away with Noah. I don't know if I remember his name. And ran away with Noah. So everyone had that breaking point. But she ran away. Her running away was mad selfish. You know why it was mad selfish? Because she left her mom, left her younger brother, she left her older brother. She tried to come back to get them, but it took her years to even do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, yes, true. Some people had that inner spirit within them
as well.
To
even
get
if they
away.
Had the inner spirit, you'd be thinking, this is what you've known from
for life. Yeah,
that's
your brainwashed.
You don't even know what you won't know. You'd have to be someone that's like, you know, there's certain people in society that are entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
like, oh,
they just have that mind.
That instinct.
You do understand that you're proving my point for me. The reason why Kanye is chatting shit is because, one, this is all they knew. Two, this was ingrown. Like, they had family and attachments and connections there. Yeah. Look, me right now, I love my cousins, I'm like, cool. Bro, we need to get out of here. Let's try and plan how we're going to get out of here. thinking that my little cousin Zion is 1 year old, and he's a big 1 year old. He's like, he looks like he's three. If all of us are planning to leave and run away, and we're going to run 20 miles, who's honestly going to run 20 miles with a baby in their hand? That baby's going to be crying. When that baby's crying, people will hear you. There were so many factors in it. I don't want to go too much in on slavery, but the reason why it's hurtful is because it's like Kanye is dismissing the history, the factual history of it.
Yeah,
that's why people were like, cancel him now, because now you're saying stuff that's hurtful. Now you're saying stuff that's demeaning. Now you're saying stuff that's actually damaging to us as a people, not to people in hip-hop. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. It's like a man about a country. This, in my opinion, this brother's from Get Out.
Can I ask a question? Before he said that slavery thing, when it was just the whole Donald Trump or whatever.
When I saw the MAGA hat, I was like, throw him away. I listened to the music.
So that's when you decided I just thought he was crazy.
That's his opinion. Some people actually look at beyond Donald Trump's racist politics and think, oh, he's got good business, he's got good this, that, and the
good.
Other.
See, look, if you get into Donald Trump is not a good businessman. Yeah? Donald Trump is the dumbest businessman ever. Yeah, the realness of the matter is, my guy was given like $200 million in.
Yeah, he's inherited.
Inherited majority of his money, and he lost the majority of the money he inherited because he made lots of crappy business deals. The money that he has now is due to getting a little loan from his siblings, getting a little loan from this bank, that bank. When people are like, "Oh, he's the pinnacle of a businessman," no, he's a shitty businessman. The only reason why people talk about him in that way is because he put his name in that light. He lied about his finances. There's actually been articles proving that he lied about his finances.
Yeah.
He said that he was worth 100 mil. My guy was worth 5.
And you know, all this is reflecting in his presidency, because so many scandals, like literally, you would, but not like this. This is too much now. Mm. Now the latest one with his lawyer.
Exactly. Spilling all the beans. But the reason why for me, when I saw the Make America Great Again hat, was that I'm going to throw him away. I don't want anything past college dropout, late registration, graduation, my beautiful dark twisted fantasy. I don't want to hear nothing else from you no more.
You didn't even like Pablo.
I liked it, but that's still like new Kanye. I don't want to hear anything else from you. No, I only want to refer to you, in my opinion, when you were great. Right now, you're a dickhead.
What would you say if, with Kanye's albums, when did you start hearing that he was proper, like, falling off?
The minute he started liking Kim K.
No, but what album? Was it Yeezus? No. I hated that album.
That was nonsense.
That was horrible. That's when I thought this guy's crazy.
That was nonsense. After my Yeezus is after my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
For me,
so
it was
that's
why
I said after my beautiful dark twisted fantasy, everything.
No, he's got a music video all in white. What?
That's Yeezus.
Yeah, I think from then I realized there was a dark side to him. Like, I don't know, it just randomly dark side. Came
my
out.
My guy was lost, man. He's lost to the source. That nonsense Kardashian coochie messed up his head.
I don't think we can blame her because at the end of the day,
every single black guy that's touched a Kardashian coochie has turned local.
But he was kind of like that before he met him. That's not the point.
They attract weak men who are unstable.
Is that a good thing? What are you saying?
That doesn't mean that it's them. How is it not them?
If you're attracting weak men, that means you like weak men. You suck them in like a Venus flytrap.
You suck them in like a Venus flytrap,
and you ruin their life. In my opinion, the Kardashian family is like, who's got Space Jam? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone? Yeah. What Space Jam?
Yep.
The Kardashian family is like the ball in Space Jam. The minute you touch it, all your superpowers goes. Your fame goes.
Everything that people like about Scott, Tristan, Lamar,
Kanye,
Kanye, all of those men, the whole family.
I'm not even just saying, every single man in that family is finished. The dad is so messed up, he turned himself into a chick.
That is nonsense. Listen, the whole family's a mess. The whole family's a mess, and they're capitalizing, and they're capitalizing. He went from Bruce to Caitlyn. That don't make no flipping sense. My guy chopped off his dick. He's finished, and got boobs. He looks like a weird ass chick.
Anyway, all
listen,
I'm trying to say,
every single guy in that family,
I wouldn't say it's
every
them,
single
yeah,
man,
but
that's,
something
that's
about
watched,
them attracts something
family.
Negative,
yes,
and it's not good.
Listen,
they attract.
I don't think that's the case.
Weak,
I think
right?
I think they turn you into that. Because Lamar,
but Kanye
was
doing was he was
Lamar
having
Odom.
Those outbursts beforehand.
No,
Lamar
he, yes,
had
he was.
All these people
before
you can't just say.
Yeah, he was already on coke. His
Caitlyn
daddy died.
Like he knew he wanted to be a woman before he met.
He said from 5 years old. That,
Caitlyn,
yeah.
Caitlyn. I don't believe that nonsense. Listen, there's no way you're out. There's no way you're out. There's no way you're out here. There's no way you're out here busting cheeks and cracking cheeks for 50 years of your life, and all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, guys, yeah. You know, I want to be a woman. That's nonsense.
Yeah, this
yeah,
they
was,
ruined
this
him.
I'm not involved in this
is,
conversation.
Yeah, they
I
saw him in the night. And he was wearing.
I hear what you're saying.
Imagine
what,
waking up
I
and seeing
your dad
wearing heels and clothes.
Charlize, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, that's not being androgynous. That's what Prince was like. Someone
yeah.
that liked to dress in a flamboyant manner.
No,
yeah, but then
no,
he was wearing his hair when.
I know that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, yeah, you're talking about. Do you know who? And Bruce Jenner was to American people. He was a superhero to
America. That's who he was to people, but
yo,
to himself.
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
He was a superhero. He was a superhero because this was the only white guy to beat a black guy in a race. Yeah? This guy was seen as the Don Donner. Yeah? He was that guy. Yeah? So all of a sudden, oh, yeah, you know, I don't want my dick no more.
What?
I understand that,
I
yes, he was dressing like this,
like
he was doing like this, but I'm sorry, yeah? There's no way you're out here cracking cheeks for 50 years, and when you're like 60 something years old, I just want to give it up now. And
I
you're
don't
like,
think
and
it was
then,
as simple
then,
as
and
that.
And then on top of that, he's like, oh yeah, I'm like this, but I don't like gay relationship. My guy, you are a gay relationship.
No, sorry,
that's
you need to think about
it. Don't make no sense. He contradicts
that-
himself. That whole family's a nut. Look,
but
Reggie Bush lost his.
Gay are not the same thing.
I know, but that's what he said. That's what he said there. I'm not saying that I said it. He said it.
Yeah, what?
Listen, my guy lost his mind. Kanye lost his mind. Lamar Odom lost his mind. Reggie Bush lost his career. Yeah? Lamar Odom also lost his career. Chris Humphries didn't even really have a career, and he still lost his career. That guy was a B. It was a below. Bro, Tunde, am I lying? Who knew about Chris Humphries in the NBA? This guy was washed, playing in New Jersey Nets. And as soon as he touched a Kardashian coochie, he just disappeared. Where is he now?
Did you watch
where Kardashian? Is he? Where is he now?
Do you watch them?
I don't need to watch it. At the end of the day, yeah. At the end of the day,
he was never suited to her because he never had that mindset.
He didn't care.
Listen. Nobody is talking about that. I'm simply saying, from what they were to what they were after, it's two completely different things. The minute they all touched the Kardashian coochie,
something about
they were
negative,
both finished. Lamar Odom went from Lamar Odom went from Chloe to smoking crack and smashing bare cheeks.
But he was already
Russell.
Smoking.
My crack. My God, spinning. Listen, Lamar Odom said that Chloe's pussy smells like earring backs.
when he said that, I'm so sorry. That was out of order. Earring backs. That is out of order.
Why
did
you get married?
Her, so
Charles,
he likes earring backs. He likes earring backs. Some guys have weird fetishes. Some guys like the smell of petrol. He likes the smell of earring backs. Unfortunately,
what
he's
the hell?
But look, at the end of the day, yeah, Kanye, in my opinion, went from a man of the people to a man of the companies. He went from a man with substance and value in what he said to a man that says anything that comes to his head and he calls it free thinking. It don't make no sense. This guy's lost. You need to throw him away now because anything else he's singing right now, he's only saying it because look, let me drop the science.
No,
yeah?
But
no,
I think
hold on,
it's unfair.
Let me drop the science. Did anyone know that there was a show in the, I think it was in the 80s called The Roseanne Show? Yeah, this show was about a middle class white family in America. Yeah.
Oh
living,
yeah, she
living
went
in
to
like,
jail, didn't it?
Living in like the suburbs or whatever. The Roseanne Show was recently rebooted.
Yeah, I saw.
Now, when when people are like, oh, that program is coming back, they always had this idea, not always, they had this idea in their head that if the show comes back, they're likely to be Trump supporters.
Yeah, Trump supporters.
Before that, I'm going to catch you. Before that show came out, was there ever a show that existed in the in the current atmosphere that only bigged up Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters? There isn't a show that exists like that.
Yeah.
Okay. When that show dropped, yeah, the first pilot of the reboot got 18 million views in one day. There's never been a show that has ever grossed that much viewership in one sitting of viewing. Yeah. Every other show had never touched that numbers. My personal opinion, Kanye saw that yo, there's 18 million people that I haven't reached out to yet, that I can somehow grab their attention. Let me throw on the Make America Great
this
Again.
This is a crazy.
Wait, what? Series. Where did you link that? I thought you were going down another.
Listen, his album is coming out in June. Let me throw a Make America Great Again.
But how did you link Roseanne to that?
Because Roseanne only brought in.
No, I get how you did it, but what if he just genuinely saw that Trump had supporters by himself and decided to do that?
Hold on. Trump had supporters, but nobody knew just how much of them they were. Everyone knew
it was. Hold on.
Nobody knew how much it was. People only knew that he had a strong 30% base of supporters. Yeah. Now that 30% base has been turned into actual value. That value is 18 million people.
That's a lot.
Yeah. As I said before, there hasn't been a show recently that has been able to reach out to that many people to watch a show. The minute that show drops, it got 80 million people. Yeah. Kanye, now all the stuff, all the nonsense that he's been saying, he's like, oh, Trump is my boy. Oh, I've got to make America great again. Hat. Oh, it's signed by Donald Trump. Me and Donald Trump are brothers. We're dragon blood. The minute he said that, yeah, he was immediately, it was like, the Republicans took him in.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we agree with Kanye.
Yeah.
He's so influential. He's so smart. He's a genius. He just tapped into like a water stream of 18 million people that will now buy his stuff.
I don't think Kanye, it's for one
reason. I'm not saying it's for one reason. Did I say that?
I said video.
Wait, what?
What?
You said that film, that program that you were talking about.
I'm not saying that it's because of that program. I'm saying that program attracted that many people. I'm saying that's like saying...
So are you saying that Kanye linked it to...
I'm saying that there's a lot more to it. It's not that straightforward that, oh, all of a sudden my guy went from left to right.
I think Kanye's an attention seeker.
Yes, he is an attention seeker.
And I think that he's very erratic in his thinking. And sometimes it's like he needs a translator because you just don't understand what he's saying. But some of the things he does say is so intelligent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he has these erratic moments. And you're just like, you're definitely an attention seeker.
Look, he's a musical genius that doesn't know about what's going on right now in the world. He's a musical genius that only knows about music and what he sees on a regular basis. Living in Calabasas, as I said, white country, all you see is Donald Trump. And when you turn on the news, all you see is Donald Trump. So if you're seeing that, oh shit, all these black people love my shit, all these urban kids love my shit, I haven't tapped into this white industry.
But you think he did?
Then surely he would change his genre of music. A lot of things.
Listen, what is the most popular version of music in the world right now? It's rap and hip hop. So let's not do that about change.
I wouldn't
change
say
genre
it's
of
rap
music.
And hip hop. That's not the most.
It sells the most. What are you talking about?
Pop is more. It's more banging.
You do know what pop means? Who knows what pop means? Charlie, what does pop mean? Popular. Whatever's popular is
pop. I'm talking about
what's
the genre, because the
listen,
genre and the
Kendrick
word
Lamar
the
just
thing.
Won. Just what? Just won. How many awards in the Grammys?
Yeah, that was what. Was
that's
popular.
That's pop. As popular. So you're saying pop means popular. What's popular is rap and hip hop. That's what's popular right now. And Kanye's trying to tap into that is what's popular.
Wait, no, but
it's
pop
everywhere.
Is actually
pop.
I'm talking about pop the genre, right?
I'm talking about pop the genre.
Pop
there's
the
a difference
genre
between
stands
pop.
For
pop.
Pop the genre is like not Britney Spears. Okay,
yeah,
Ariana
exactly.
Grande.
Yeah,
Ariana
that's
Grande.
What I'm talking about.
Pop
genre of music.
Pop
I'm not
popular.
Talking about the word literally. Because
no,
there's a difference between
the genre
what
of music
literally
pop
and
popular. The reason why Ariana Grande and everything was pop was because that was popular.
Okay, anyway,
it's because
on.
That was what
moving
everyone
on.
Was listening to.
Moving on.
Okay, yeah,
moving
please, on. Please.
Listen, at the end of the day, my guys lost. I'm saying I'm throwing him away. Anyone else can do whatever they want to do. Yeah?
I think it's unfair to dismiss him because if,
but I'll say throwing him and the Kardashians away. To me, they're all nonsense.
Okay,
all
before the slavery thing.
But I'll leave it to you guys.
I didn't understand why people, like, okay, I understand why they're, like, not going to listen to his music and stuff, yeah? But I don't understand why they literally wanted, like, to throw him away. Because at the end of the day, that's just his opinions. You should just, like, write it off. We know it's sad. We know that's not old Kanye, whatever, but I don't know. I think you should just accepts it for what it is. Like, that's Kanye, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is.
Like,
I feel like that concludes it, kind of, because everyone has their own opinion on.
Yeah, what he did was unacceptable. What he did was unacceptable. Like, you can't dispute something so factual.
Yeah, it's just
especially
so
like
disturbing
how he used to be and what his stance was before. He's literally a walking contradiction of how he used to be.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
No, but it's mad because even I wasn't a big Kanye fan like that, but I knew, my mum knew, my dad knew that he stood for something, do you know what I mean? Like, he always had an opinion, and I don't know, it always made sense, but now it's not making sense.
Yeah,
it's
like
not
now,
falling in line.
Yeah, now I feel like I'm kind of on the same wavelength as Onyinye, and I just feel like it's about him getting the help now that he needs, because he's clearly not
I don't think we should throw him away. Why can't we help him? Why do we just have to cancel? Celebrities are humans too.
And it's not an excuse.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's not
what he's doing is just like, wow. Like, why would you do that? It's disappointing.
Mm.
But I don't think we should throw them away. We should try and help them. Like, they're humans as well. If we were just to cancel our friends for not agreeing with us all the time, do you know what I mean? It would be somehow.
I guess, but it's not on the same.
Obviously, it's not on the same scale yet. But the way people are just like, they're not supporting him, and without support, how's he supposed to get better and actually like learn things for himself? He's not going to want to.
I feel like it's different though, supporting him.
Okay, yeah, Kim supports him, and she's just there with nonsense.
Because his brand is him, the whole of him. Like a business, like I don't know, Coke. That's an entity on its own. But Kanye West, his music, his brand, everything sells because of him as
because
a person.
Of him, yeah.
Like Cardi B, if she wasn't how she was,
exactly.
He wouldn't support
exactly.
her. So I feel like people saying they're going to throw him away and stuff because of this is not like they should throw him away, but if they choose not to support him, I feel like that is fair enough. Because we took Kanye as
I'm
a
not
whole.
Saying. I'm like, basically, if you're a fan and you're disappointed and you don't want to support him, cool. But to literally cancel him and, like, people are wishing death upon him.
No, I don't think that.
Do you, like, people are actually taking it far, do you know what I mean?
I don't think it needs to go that
That's
far,
what I'm
saying,
like, you should want
music.
To help them.
Yeah, we can help them, but what can we really do?
Not help, but, okay,
it should
okay,
be
just shouldn't wish bad on them. I don't think
you
should.
Yeah, we shouldn't. It's the people around him that I'm
And gonna... honestly, this is just one thing I'll say. Even though Kim Kardashian is not my favourite person, but I will say that I think Kanye will always be Kanye, and Kim can't influence that. Do you know what I mean? She can only be there and look pretty and be your support, whatever. I don't think that Kim can actually influence Kanye's way of thinking at all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now, even with the Trump tweets and stuff, she's probably shaking her head like, why do you have to do this? Like,
Kim is bland like rice cakes, man. She's got no substance. That chick is...
No, she's probably annoyed because it's ruining her image
annoyed,
as well.
But she even annoyed me because she spelled it. That chick is dumb, bro. Nah,
I'm not saying she has substance. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Nah, bro. That girl is like toilet paper, bro. She has no substance.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, Kim Kardashian, if you ever hear this, we're sorry about that.
I ain't sorry for shit, bro.
We're sorry about that.
Bro, your rice cakes are about no flipping peanut butter, bro. No flavor in, bro.
Oh god! But speaking of a rapper that surprised me, did you see that thing about Nas and Khalees?
Yeah, that
that's very, very
nah.
Bad.
I was surprised, honestly, just because of how Nas is. Like he just
seems
so calm.
His behaviorisms, they make him seem like he's calm, he's quiet.
Yeah,
like, he's someone that they really make seem like they're there's some people in the industry, like the game, that like, look rough and tough.
Yeah,
and
you'd expect that from them,
not,
which
not,
is bad.
Yeah, not that you'd expect it, but you wouldn't
just
be as
more about that life.
Yeah, Nas has always been calm. He's always been the one that's talking.
That's why the thing about Fab surprised me as well. Like, no, yeah, it did. Like, I don't know. He seemed a bit calm to me. He didn't seem like he'd do that to Emily. But then, you know what I mean? And then Khalees was saying that Nas doesn't... Wait, oh, he only recently started paying child support. And really, and not even just that, how he used to abuse her, like he would literally black out with alcohol and just like abuse her. And then she said that she was watching Rihanna on the TV screen when, you know, that thing with Chris Brown when that came up, and she was just sitting there and she was just like, she can't, she, there's no way she can come out now. She was like, if she was to come out now and she's seen everything that's going on to Rihanna, she didn't want it to happen to her. She just wanted to like hide behind closed doors and take it herself. I just thought that was so sad.
But people are disputing
her story, and how can you actually tell her that her view, this is why people don't want to come out, as people like to say.
You know what? Do you want to go? Sir?
No, you just...
I honestly don't want to be contradictory. Like, I want everyone. Yeah, he's a flagrant baby. I want everyone to have an open mind to what I'm gonna say. Yeah. So, guys, please have an open mind to what I'm gonna say. I find it very, 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 very interesting how Khalees is now coming out and saying that Nas was beating her and all of that stuff during their marriage, when it was recently announced that Nas was an investor in a company called Rise. That was recently purchased by Amazon for $1 billion.
But we're not talking about.
Hold on.
Wait.
I didn't interrupt you when you were talking. Let me just get to my point. Just get to my point. I just find it very, very mad how she didn't say nothing for years. But the minute that my guy's net worth was about to quadruple, oh my gosh, there's a story about Nas.
Are you disputing
Nas used
story?
To be me? I don't even believe it's true.
You're joking.
I genuinely don't
believe
it's true.
Do you know why I don't think that's fair?
We can't even say he did it.
Yeah.
Listen, nobody knows because there's no context to it. But what I'm saying is, I'm saying I find it highly, highly, highly interesting that all of a sudden, you came up with a story on the same weekend.
That's what happens when you become famous and do something.
I find it very interesting on the same weekend when this news was dropped that this company was recently purchased by Amazon and Nas is one of the investors, which means my guy's money's gonna be clicking. Sweet.
Okay.
Hold on. But the reason why it's mad is because, yes, he has child support that he has to pay, yeah? You know what that means? You know when a guy starts to earn a certain amount of money, you can technically, legally say, I want to switch it. I want more. I find it very, very interesting how all of a sudden my guy's earning so much more. So he's going to have so much more money. This story just randomly comes to
Nas
used to beat me during our marriage. He used to black out whenever I spoke about Jay-Z.
That's what happened.
I hear what you're saying, but she was saying the most obvious stuff that people would think is true just to actually.
No, but she even said that thing about Jay-Z that to me sounded plausible. Basically, she said
it sounds plausible.
Wait, because you know that beat with Jay-Z.
A rap beat will make you go home and go smack up your wife.
Did you see that bit I'm talking about? Come on, man. He would get angry and black out with the alcohol.
I hear what you're saying. I'm a gym guy. I don't have an alcohol problem. I'm a fitness fanatic. I'm a gym fanatic. If I'm having a little bit of a back and forth with someone in the gym, that this person starts to make me feel bad about myself, and I supposedly had a girlfriend and we lived together, I'm like, oh man, this guy's always doing better than me. I get home, bitch slap. I mean, no flipping sense. I'm sorry. Look, Khalees,
but that happens.
I hear what you're saying. Nobody can ever stunt your voice or try to say that what you're saying isn't true.
That's exactly what you're doing though.
Hold on. Nobody can try to say that what you're saying isn't true. Everyone can say what they want. You're entitled to free speech. But what I'm trying to say is that I feel one is very, 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 very convenient that you're coming up with this at this point in time. And on top of that, I can't knock you for feeling the way you feel. But I don't believe you just based off the fact that I think there's a lot more to it. I think that the timing is highly questionable. The whole Fabulous and Emily beating, that's different. I don't condone violence. I don't condone domestic violence. I think any guy that hits a woman is a bitch boy, and you should just be by yourself. If you can be hitting your woman, if you have any issues, talk it out. If you can't talk it out, go for a walk. You should not lay your hands on your woman. I'm just simply saying, in relation to Khalees, I find it ridiculously convenient that you're coming up with this stuff when this guy has just made crazy, crazy money.
But someone asked her. It's not that she just decided to start talking about it. Someone actually asked
her
about
it. Okay, but over the years, why didn't she do an interview?
She said she wanted to try and do a bit by herself. She didn't want to be in the public eye.
Over the years, she didn't do no interviews.
So are you trying to say
what I'm trying to say
is that you cannot dispute her story. You were never there.
I'm not disputing her story.
I said
it's highly convenient that you're coming out of it right at this point in time.
But you actually said you don't believe the story. He's not saying that the story's not real. Let me take that back.
I'm not saying that I don't believe you. I'm saying it's highly convenient that you're coming out with this now.
Oh, okay.
If it is true.
Because of the deal.
If it is true, my guy, you've had how many years? Why are you coming out with it now?
Mm.
Come on, man. Real talk, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but I genuinely feel like people just need to see there's a lot more gray area. Everything is not just black and white. And I'm sorry, I'm not saying that all women are gold diggers. I'm simply saying, yo, this don't look right to me. That you're coming out with this now, it don't look right to me. That's like your man somehow does something and he made a very, very good investment and he's now about to become a multimillionaire. And the next day you find out about it, you're pregnant. How's it gonna look to him? Is that, yo, you trying to trap me? Thank you. Wait. How's it gonna look to him? I'm not trying to be disrespectful to women. I'm just simply saying, from a guy's perspective, and from
when you came inside the vagina,
exactly.
That's not the problem.
So because conveniently
is that what I'm saying? That's not what I mean.
You're saying that it's like she trapped him, like she wants him to get, she wants to get our money from him forever.
Exactly.
So I'm saying, but you as a guy,
that's not what different. I'm saying. How can I not be any more clearer? I'm saying that the day that I tell you, yo, babe, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before that, you didn't say shit to me. And then the next day, you're like, oh, yeah, babe, guess what? I got a surprise. We're pregnant.
But she could tell you 20 months down the line, it would still be that you've made the investment. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. And that you've won from it. Khalees could have said it 6 years later, and she still said it.
And she's still going to benefit. But at the end of the day, that deal has been in place. You're going to get more money. Fair enough, she didn't say it now. But in my opinion, as I said, from how it looks to me, the fact that you're dropping it right now, it seems there's a lot of coincidence here. It's a big coinkydink, isn't it? Like, all of a sudden, oh, Nas is whooping my ass in the marriage. You weren't saying shit before. And she even has a new man.
Yeah,
How about that? Come on, man. Look, as I said, I'm saying again, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. Everyone is entitled to their own truth. You should be able to speak your truth. I'm sorry that right now that you're dropping it, it looks kind of mad to me. It looks kind of mad to me. That's like, sure, you and Steven have been going through some stuff, and then the minute you guys start, things start getting a little bit rocky, that's when he starts doing all this wonderful, lavish stuff for you. It's like, my guy, did you mean it? Or are you just doing it because we're going through this rocky patch? Or because you see that there's another guy in the picture? Or there could be another guy in the picture. Are you being genuine? Do you actually care? So do you kind of see where I'm coming from? You will kind of question the motive. Is it genuine? Look, I'm not knocking no one. I just feel like it just looks kind of mad, doesn't it? That's just me.
Well, your point is taken. My concern was just like, we shouldn't dispute the story, but you cleared that up, so that's all right. So I'm sure you guys heard about the Bill Cosby news, the verdict. I think we briefly discussed this last time, didn't we?
No, didn't
we? No, we talked about R. Kelly, but we kind of brought him into
it. Yeah, the Bill Cosby thing, I feel like I didn't really know him on TV as
Dr.
Heathcliff
Huxtable. My parents used to talk about him, but I didn't used to watch him that much.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of even the Jimmy Savile thing. I feel like people back then, and I don't know, the whole thing is just shocking that people have had the access to kids the way that they did and how they were abused in that type of way.
Bill Cosby's wasn't kids, it was just like women. He was drugging them and sleeping with them. It wasn't kids.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry.
No, but what I was, I remember I watched the Law and Order episode, and it was like a similar story, but it was a white man. And he was like, back in those times, if they were to pop like a little pill or whatever your drink and you were drinking, it would be just to lose.
It was called, something. It was like a roofie.
It will literally just loosen them up and then they'll sleep with them.
But
and
what,
then
but what
the
Bill
Cosby
was
like,
using was called Spanish Fly. It was like a drug that made you very, very made you sleepy, but and it also made you wanted to have a good time. It's kind of like lean. It was kind of like lean. That lean will make you go numb and be saying bed dumb and want to sleep. But yes, this made the woman want to sleep, but also made them, I think it also made them a little bit excited.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of mad because these women lost functions of their body. So basically, you're out there having sex with a corpse. That's not right in the head. I don't agree with anything Bill Cosby done.
Yeah, it was actually horrible.
But it's kind of mad how they're taking away all of our black role models. It seems that they're trying to take away all of our black role.
To be honest, I thought they're trying to tear down his legacy.
That is. How about this?
Did you know that
before the allegations dropped, Bill Cosby was in the process of purchasing NBC, the network. Did anybody know that?
Wow.
Nobody knew that. Oh. See, how is it mad that all of this stuff is happening to our black influential people? Yasin Bey, Mos Def, got taken off the map when he started talking about actual stuff that the government was doing. They banned him from America. My guy can't go back.
Oh, what? Is he not in America?
He's not in America no more. They banned him. He's not allowed to go back to America. Oh, you know that one as well. Kanye was speaking very, very outlandish about the government and George Bush and all that type of stuff. I'm not saying his mom's death was a... what was done by the government, but I find it very, very funny that the minute you take his mum out of the picture, my guy loses his flipping mind.
But how did they know he was going to do that? That doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying that they done that, but that's another black leader that we lost. And on top of that, let's even drop R. Kelly. My guy's. He was wayward. He was wayward.
But do you know much about white leaders? Like
white leaders are everywhere. No, where's the black leaders?
No, the minute, these sorts of
even Michael Jackson. Even Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was the guy. Yeah, MJ was the guy. Mm-hmm. They turned him from Michael Jackson to Wacko Jacko. They ruined another black influential person. And how about this? The kids that they said was raping, that he was raping, one of the kids on a video, this is documented, on a video said, Michael did not touch me. My dad told me to say that. And that's the kid they took to court.
Yeah.
They were trying to ruin my guy's legacy because he was big and white people loved him. We don't want a black messiah. Let's get rid of anyone that could possibly be a black messiah. They've been running off all our influential people one by one. One by one, we're losing black influential men.
But can I just say that these black people did do it, though? Like
Michael didn't do shit. What are we talking about? Michael didn't do shit. He wasn't found guilty. He was not found guilty.
We're talking about the fact here that Bill Cosby actually did what he did. Regardless, I'm not saying that.
But it's just mad that he came up into the light now.
Mm.
After 70, my guy
Jimmy
is an old. My guy is an old ass man. If he goes to jail, probably after a week, he's gonna die. I'm not even trying to speak inflammatory. He's an old ass man.
To be honest, this whole thing is shocking, though.
It is shocking. It's very, very shocking.
I didn't grow up with him, but it's shocking. The behavior is shocking.
Yeah.
It's very, very shocking. It's very, very shocking. But at the end of the day, it don't look right. It just don't look right that they're just getting rid of all of our guys. It's just crazy. but it's just kind of mad that they've just gotten rid of all of our guys, isn't it? That's all I'm saying. It's just very, very mad. They've just gotten rid of all of our guys.
It is. The whole thing is crazy, like, seeing all these legends just drop, like, but at the end of the day, like Emmy said, that was their behaviour. If they had a clean slate, yeah, and they were still on the same scale, they can look in their history and try and destroy them. There's nothing...
Do you want to drop it up?
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Sebi was a holistic doctor that literally had the proof and the remedy of healing AIDS.
But people said it was dangerous though.
No, he actually done it and it works. These people survived. There was nothing wrong with them. Yeah? Dr. Sebi was teaching how to live holistically without the need and the use of pharmaceutical medicines. Dr. Yeah. Sebi was a 70-year-old man that could jump from down on the ground to above a desk from his knees. He was not brittle, a 70-year-old man that could do that. Yeah? Dr. Sebi was lively. He didn't even look his age. And he went to court and he showed the proof of his medicine worked, yeah, for the as a remedy to heal people that had AIDS. And all of a sudden my guy died. How is it that the minute that it's found out that your substance works, your life's creation works, and you're proving that all these pharmaceutical companies are chatting shit, you're just gone.
Well, we're not going to deny that the government have a big way
of
doing
course.
Things.
I'm just simply saying, but, that there has been incidents when people were clean. You're saying that some of these people were guilty. I'm saying that he was a clean person.
Yeah.
He was innocent. He didn't do nothing wrong. And they still wiped him out. And what his life's research and work was actually to benefit people. But the reason why they took him out was because they knew that if this guy gets his stuff out into the world, pharmaceutical companies are done.
Yeah.
AIDS research is done. All the people that go through all the treatments for AIDS,
and that has the
done.
Most money, like medicine. Or
listen,
more.
It costs more money to go through the process of treatment than to actually be treated. Did anybody know that? It costs, cancer research people make more money than the people that are actually healing you for cancer.
It is mad.
I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm just simply saying it's there that they've been knocking off all of our influential black people. Yes,
okay, let me ask you this. What conspiracy theory do you guys like 100% believe is true?
Dr. Sebi. 9/11.
I believe 9/11.
I don't believe. I believe 9/11 wasn't real. I believe that they made it.
What do you mean they made it?
Crashing to the buildings.
Oh, you mean the US made it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They crashed into the buildings, and on that particular day, there was no cameras on.
On that particular day,
building usually has like sniffer dogs and all that type of stuff. No one there.
They found the poles of the building cut already. How?
It's
unbelievable.
I believe that.
That is 100%.
That was,
we can't tell the difference.
Is it engineered by them?
Yeah. No, it was so real. My African parents, like, they actually believed it 100%. Normally they're like, you don't know, but they believed it because it's true. The evidence is there. Officials were even saying that there's no way that it could have been an attack.
But how about this? The minute that happened, that's what enabled America to go and invade Afghanistan
and Iran.
And did you know that Afghanistan had the world's smallest oil at that point?
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, these people think they're smart.
That's why they don't like North Korea. That is why they hate North Korea.
Because
North Korea will not be bullied.
The fact that North Korea's nuclear weapons is
on their level, literally on their level, if not higher. And Russia's backing them.
But the reason why they had to cut off North Korea was because they understand, okay, this country isn't that big. So they don't really have that much resources.
Yeah.
If you cut off all their resources, that means that their people will starve. So the best way to negotiate with them is to make sure that they are limited in terms of resources. So any nonsense that they want to try and do, they can't, because if they do it, their people will starve.
Are you hearing that they want to well, I think South Korean president wants Donald Trump to have a Nobel Peace Prize for bringing North and South Korea together.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That is a joke. If he actually, I'm not gonna lie, yet. I don't know if he orchestrated, but everyone knows that was history. Do you know what I mean? That was history. Our kids are going to read about that in the textbooks. Do you know what I mean? That was serious. But for Donald Trump to be behind that, I'll be so pissed. I'll be so annoyed. Because the white people are just going to think, wow, he actually achieved something. And they're going to keep voting for him. And more people like him will be in power.
Yeah.
And I know it doesn't really make a difference to us black people. Because no matter what, whatever president's in power, we're always disadvantaged anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So it will never make a difference. But just because of everything he stands for is so public, it's giving people this bravery, like, do you know what I mean? Things have just gotten worse now. People are so open to shoot an innocent black kid on the road for wearing a flipping hoodie and holding Skittles for no reason. People are bold now just because of this one man, and that's why I actually understand now why people are so angry with this Kanye West thing. I'm sorry to bring it back to them, but I actually understand now, because this man actually represents so much evil in America.
He represents the worst of
and
humanity.
And it's literally giving people the confidence to be like him and feel no type of way. My president's like this, so who are you to tell me I can't be like this? They're so brave now, and it's actually a bit scary. It's scary because I feel like it's around the world now a little bit as well. People even in this country are getting brave to talk to immigrants. Look at Brexit. Yeah. Who would have thought Brexit would happen?
Crazy.
We all thought we'd go to bed, and wake up and we'd still be in the European Union. We woke up to us leaving, fam.
Do you know why we left? We left because all the idiot chavs were told that if you leave the...
They listen to Daily Mail. They listen to any bit of information they're fed. So easily manipulated, can't do educated research.
Of course they can't do educated research, they're dumb as shit.
And that's why it's scary, because in that same year we had Donald Trump and Brexit. And those are two big symbols, for what people are actually feeling. Like, people don't, like, obviously you had those people before that didn't like immigration, but now it's like people are open with it.
I think that immigration and tax are probably the biggest two factors that really people consider when they're voting, which sometimes can blind you from everything else that they're
doing.
I mean,
people are so stupid. I'll never forget the next day, when the Daily Mail finally, you know that newspaper was rubbish, the Daily Mail finally decided after Brexit, to tell everyone what Brexit was really going to be like. All these people in the comments like, we weren't told this. We were missing.
Yeah, it was
this
so weird.
Are you dumb?
You have children
and you're thinking like this. I'm so sorry for the future.
You're forgetting that, as I said, the majority of the country are complete dumbasses.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like London and certain other areas are like...
It's different.
Oh.
The reason why we're the capital is because...
It's so bad.
It's because most of the businesses and everything is here. Everyone else... Like, if you go like Norwich and all these other places,
they don't interact with black people like that.
They're not as informed as we are. And on top of that, they're living in their own bubble. Like everyone else looks
they don't,
I can like, definitely
bothered.
I can definitely say that I feel like kind of Astrid is kind of like it's not even as bad, because I feel like we're very close to London. But maybe somewhere in like Leeds or Birmingham even, where they don't really not even about racism, but they don't really. But I feel like you could say that for Londoners as well. I feel like Londoners are kind of in their own bubble and think that the whole country is like London, when London is only like London. Like,
but we're the capital city.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. When Londoners go to different places, they're like, oh, like,
I mean,
it's this, it's that. Like, Londoners believe that everywhere's like London. You guys don't see the other side of the country.
Okay, that's true. I'll give you that, because when I went to Birmingham, even that for me, I was like, what the hell? I was always complaining, because I literally thought, we'd go here. That's it. It's that Birmingham. London is so big and huge. You know what I mean? No other city in the UK is like London.
Yeah, since I've stayed in London, I've been shocked.
So of course that we would be shocked, and vice versa. If someone coming from outside would be shocked by London as well.
Mm.
But I don't know. There's something about London. It's just more accepting. Like, literally, you can go to Birmingham.
Yeah, it's not accepting because you're
by themselves. The white people are by themselves.
London is
all
integrated.
You'll be working with an Asian man, black person, and a white person in the same team.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying we're not at a disadvantage, but it is more multicultural than other areas in the UK.
Because my whole placement in Leeds, I worked in a company that had over 2,000 employees in the office. And then on the floor in our team, there was over 200 people. And I think I was the only black girl in Leeds. That's a city in the UK. London, you couldn't imagine a big company of that size not having more minorities in the team of 200. So it's just, it doesn't matter what city you go to, it's kind of similar, but London is very different.
Very different.
It's true, 1,000% on what you're saying, but that's a problem. The reason why that's a problem, it means that we're very informed and they're not. Because the stuff that when if you remember after Brexit happened, when the vote initially came in, and then the news people were going around the different places
asking
them why did you vote, and all the points that they gave were ill informed and had no actual factual basis to it.
People at work
they were saying,
saying
oh, immigration, all the immigrants are going to take our jobs. My guy, you're not even working. You're on the dole. What are you talking about? Like, oh, they're going to take our jobs. All these people
they just
are coming,
literally feed into whatever they're telling them.
Thank you. Thank
Do you know
you.
What I mean?
Thank you.
UKIP will come to their door. This other one, Conservatives, will come. Look at the Conservatives. Look at that rubbish. Look at that. They're the ones that got us into this mess now. And I haven't heard that some Conservatives even wanted to remain because they knew. But obviously, by spewing to leave, you know, all these that...
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. But who watched Infinity Wars, though?
Well, I know someone who didn't.
Who watched Infinity Wars? He watched it.
It was too much.
That movie was cold.
Honestly, I didn't even realize, like, how long was it? Because I remember I started watching that at 8-something, and it finished at 11:10.
It was, 2 hours, 2 hours and 38 minutes.
But it didn't feel like that. It was so good.
Can you just break down what it's about?
No, I can't. It's too long.
We're not going to wait.
I'll send you something that has all the Marvel timeline.
I told everyone to watch all the Marvel movies before you watch Infinity Wars, because you would understand.
Because even I was still asking questions, you know.
You would understand the character. You understand their motives, you understand what they stand for, and you understand how they all link.
Is it the storyline or is it the graphics and everything?
Everything was amazing. The storyline was so good. The character development, was so good.
It was wonderful.
Like, compared to DC, their villain was so bad. So bad.
DC just don't know how to
become characters. This guy was amazing. And then, like you said, the graphics were wow. Amazing. I felt like they really
did. You watch it in 3D?
No, I didn't. I didn't, you know. I can imagine in 3D it would be amazing.
Wow.
Or 4D.
But you know what's mad, What's mad is I can now say I feel Thanos is the best Marvel villain.
Amazing.
Ever. He's the best Marvel villain ever. Because he was
actually
great.
Scary, do you know what I mean? Like
he was
a good villain.
He was very
Who's
great.
The guy that
Who?
The guy that acts
His name is Josh Brolin.
He's
really also
good.
The guy that plays Cable in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Deadpool 2 as well.
Yeah,
I can't
really do that for Marvel, right?
I
know. That's not
now. No, it's.
Since when?
Because they saw that he's the best person that can act that role.
But anyone have
it doesn't really clash because. That in Infinity Wars and in Avengers, he's wearing a suit, isn't it? It's like a meat suit.
Mm,
it's not really his face.
Oh yeah, it's not really him.
It's not really his face. Yeah. But in Deadpool playing Cable, it's actually him. It's his face.
Oh my god, I need to ask you. So everyone's saying that Tom, the guy who played Spider-Man in this Avengers movie, is the best Spider-Man so far. Do you agree?
I agree.
No,
I agree.
No.
Tobey Maguire. No way do you pick Andrew Garfield.
Yes,
Andrew Garfield.
Who's that?
No way.
But the one before this one.
Yeah.
He was shit.
No, I think
that skinny that skinny guy. He was shit.
He was cocky.
No, like the first one. Sorry.
He would.
The first guy is good.
The first guy is good. Yes, he's good.
Yeah.
But the reason why I think this young kid is better is because Spider-Man is in the comics is comical.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah.
No, he's actually 100%. Comical. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire weren't funny.
No, he was too serious.
No, he was funny. He was also serious.
He just didn't even look like a funny person.
Yeah,
he looked like he had no ounce of. Or flipping character.
Like, if anyone was to touch his shoulder,
like
he would be that annoyed.
Spider-Man.
That's true, but regardless, Spider-Man serious or not, Spider-Man's character is always been comical.
So what about Andrew Garfield?
The second guy.
Yeah.
I thought he was my reason for saying he's whack is because he don't
look apparently like... the Spider-Man he played, you know there's two Spider-Mans, there's the Amazing Spider-Man and then
there's many comic books.
Yeah, but the way Andrew Garfield played his character was the way that specific Spider-Man set was the character was based on.
My point is not based on the character. He's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played the role well. I think he's a shit Spider-Man because he didn't look like Spider-Man. Spider-Man is not some tall, skinny brother. He's not. He don't look like Spider-Man. My guy had no muscle definition to his body whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? I watched a movie. My guy was skinny. He was a skinny guy. No, Spider-Man ain't meant to be skinny. Fair enough, this new kid...
He's not all that big on
the No, head. But he's more defined. He's more toned. He actually has muscle definition to his body. The other brother was just...
I'm not arguing with you. I do like the new kid. Obviously, Toby is the original, so whatever.
I believe
you. I do like Tom. He's really, really
I think
good.
Tom Holland is the best.
I enjoyed his movie, like the Spider-Man movie Homecoming, myself. Yeah.
Well, you know what's mad, yeah? Oh, you know what? You know who pissed me off in Avengers Infinity Wars? Star-Lord's a bitch.
He's annoying.
Star-Lord is such a dick.
The movie would have just ended there if it was that easy.
No, it wouldn't have ended.
Like, he's just a... I'm sorry, he has issues. Literally.
He's in love with Gamora.
I know, I don't give a look.
Fair enough.
She was already dead. What was it going to do?
Even
the
Gamora sister.
Charlize, you're dropping science. Thank you. He's a waste, man.
Everything
was his fault.
If he didn't do what he had to do, if he'd have waited after the taking the gauntlet off, fair enough, but he didn't wait.
Then you could punch him. Then you could slap him.
Yeah, that's Star-Lord.
Control yourself.
He was scared. Thanos beat him in the beginning of the movie, and since then he got pissed.
That's what it was.
In the beginning, he got beat up and got scared.
You know what? I mean, you have to bear in mind, yeah. Hulk has never been beaten up or destroyed or lost a fight or battle ever. Based in a general Marvel Cinematic Universe that currently exists, he's never lost.
Yeah.
He's never lost a fight.
So, yeah.
So, the first time he lost the fight, it's like, no, I don't want to. Stop being a bitch.
So, who was your favorite character?
Mine
was Doctor Strange. I enjoyed Doctor Strange. I really did.
Oh, oh man.
I liked him.
He came in like a bad boy. When he came in, the Stormbreaker, swinging into my candle.
I thought it was cold. I had a fight scene when the girls were fighting.
Yeah,
I like that. The villain that they were fighting, her name was I forgot the name.
I don't remember the name either.
Ah, shit. Ebony Maw is the guy that was torturing Doctor Strange. Korg Osperion was the big guy, the really big one that was knocking about. All of them when they were trying to get Hulk to come out, and they were like, "No, I don't want to." In the beginning, when it first came down, and then Corvus Glaive was the one that looked like the guy in Spider-Man 2.
Correct.
No, the Green Goblin. That looked like the Green Goblin.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was Corvus Glaive, the one that had like that big. It wasn't like a sword. It was.
A scythe or something.
I don't even know. It's kind of like the weapon that flipping you that. What is the Grim Reaper? It looked like the weapon that the Grim Reaper uses. It was a weird weapon. I don't really know what to call it. It looked like he had that. That was Corvus Glaive. But the lady, I forgot the lady's name. I think it's something to do with giant because she was really big.
Mm.
But yeah, when that scene of Okoye.
I love that.
Scarlet Witch and Black Widow were fighting.
But there was a poster Avengers. And the Incredible Hulk was actually running with them.
They did that to trick everyone.
Literally, that's what I saw as well.
I was looking forward to that.
I thought he was going to come out and just go wild.
Oh my god, we forgot to warn people about spoilers.
Spoilers. But then again, the movie's kind of made $1 billion already, so if you
should have watched it by now.
It's kind of Best spoilers. But that movie was wild. I feel favorite character, Thor for me. You know who I grew a lot of respect for was I grew a lot of respect for Iron Man, surprisingly.
Oh my God, same.
Iron Man was so different.
I used to hate him before. I literally used to think he was just cocky for no reason.
That's the thing.
No,
he was used to respect.
It makes sense. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't go back to Earth because he actually cared about the Earth a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we can't go back.
He actually tried.
He used to get the Iron Spider suit.
That's with the little things coming out of the back.
Oh, even his suit, Iron Man's suit, I love how he's different.
He's using the same technology as kind of, not the same, similar technology to what Black Panther uses.
Vibranium.
No, the way the suit comes onto his body.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he's using nanotech.
Wait, isn't Captain America using that as well?
No, he's using his shield.
His shield is vibranium. It's not the shield nanotech. But
all these stories are linked together.
Yeah. Okay, Emmy.
You used to watch every single movie.
Oh my God.
She just needs to
watch a lot of Marvel. I'm so bad for you.
You need to start from the beginning, which is the Hulk. The Incredible Hulk's the first Marvel movie.
Okay, guys, what was your best scene in the movie? Apart from the fighting scenes, like...
The ending bit made me want to beat up anybody.
Oh my God. The bit when Spider-Man was like...
Yeah, pissed.
Like, why did they have to make Spider-Man?
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so
the worst
good.
Like, Black Panther hurt me. Black Panther hurt me. We just got T'Challa. I was sitting in the cinema like this, like fam.
No, Spider-Man
didn't. Fam. Black Panther's gone.
Black Panther's gone.
Black Panther's gone. I was like, are you taking the piss? Black Panther, we just got him and now he's gone.
It's funny how all
the Russo
original,
brothers took the piss
the
out of
Avengers
our emotions.
Got, like, left behind. All the original
Avengers.
Yeah, like, I remember saying Captain America.
Black.
You know what's mad? Yes, you're right. Because I remember when we was talking about, me and Tunde was talking about the fact that Iron Man, the actor that plays Thor, the actor that plays Hulk, all of their contracts in terms of Marvel was coming to an end soon. I thought it was only logical that you get rid of the guys that are contracts about to be logical, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
But I don't know what the heck they done.
Maybe I'm thinking, maybe they have to save people, but they're gonna die doing it.
Because they did it like a full circle.
And then the people
started,
that went are gonna come back.
Yeah, they did it like a full circle. The people that started the franchise of the Marvel Universe are now the people that are left.
Yeah, like they're gonna bring them back.
Yeah,
but Vision is gonna die and be like a new Avengers.
I feel like, you know how. Sorry, another spoiler alert. How Gamora died.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how in order to gain access to the Soul Stone, you have to give a soul to gain a Soul Stone. I believe.
They have to give their souls.
I feel like all of them will have to give themselves to get everyone back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It makes sense.
That's going to be mad.
Because putting souls together probably like a lot of Thor's and
exactly.
Brilliant stuff.
So, I feel like that's what they're going to do.
We don't know yet.
This is just stories. We don't know.
That's actually going to be mad if that happens.
I see Ant-Man, I see Hawkeye, a lot of people.
Oh, no, I can't wait for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
He's gonna have to be.
He is a bit dead. When I watched the trailer, it didn't wow me. Like, normally I'm like, what the hell? I watched it, I was like, this will be nice.
A bit dry.
I don't have to go see that movie. Do you know what I mean?
The only reason why I liked Ant-Man was because of the fact that it was funny. That Latino guy, my bro, tell me that this guy had it over there, and then this guy went over there. No, but let me get to it. And then my cousin said, yo, Chico,
it's his voice here. He's been in his voice.
It was funny. It was like, so you were the Ansel, right? You can get real small and real big. Oh, that's so cool, man. That was so funny.
Wow.
That guy was hilarious.
I'm looking forward to Deadpool.
Well, Deadpool 2.
I'm looking forward to that.
I think that's going to be the funniest Marvel movie till date.
Hell yeah.
Because it looks... Have you seen DC doing anything? DC's trying to make a movie for the New Gods.
Oh, What God New Gods? You mean the
they actually had, you know, they actually had the comics for the New Gods. Basically, it's like you know how Thanos is one of the strongest.
Yeah.
So basically, the Celestials in the Marvel Universe, that's like the New Gods for DC.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to make a movie about the New Gods. But that makes no sense. This is another reason why DC is going to keep on flopping. You can't just go and do a big movie about the New Gods. No one knows who they are. Where's the character development?
Yeah,
they keep on flopping. My guy.
Wonder Woman was their best one.
And they will never.
They'll never do better than the whole movie.
Yeah.
Well, almost everyone, but like. We still know that
they always introduce someone a little bit.
We never know the Flash's movie.
We don't even see. Thank you. Nobody even knew who Cyborg was. Who knew who Cyborg was? Some random black guy that's half robot. Come on, man. It didn't make no sense. Look, DC, you guys need to fix up because you're getting left in the dust. You guys are like Blockbuster and Marvel's like Netflix. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but Marvel's had time to develop.
It's not that they had time to develop.
The DC
existed before. Marvel. DC actually started before Marvel. You know that, right?
No. I don't think they should have done a Justice League so early. They should have introduced the characters separately.
But then again,
like Wonder Woman was so good when they just did her and focused on her story. That was really, really good.
You watched Wonder Woman, right? I feel Wonder Woman was DC's best movie.
Of course.
I don't really,
Batman vs. Superman, I won't even bring myself to finish that.
I don't know anything about their movies. I'm not even going
to... That's the whole point. DC movies sucked. DC movies before Wonder Woman was pants.
No, like, Wonder Woman was good for me. I like that.
Wonder Woman was wonderful. And that sounds it's an alliteration. Sick, innit? I'm a poet. I didn't even know it. Yeah. But no, Wonder Woman was sick. But after Wonder Woman, you had the attention and you had the... It's like Austin Powers. I got my mojo back.
Mm-hmm.
You got your mojo. Hold it. Do something with it. Then go and make Justice League. Nobody knew who the characters was. Nobody understood Aquaman and what he stood for and everything. Nobody understood Cyborg, what he stood for and everything. Nobody understood flipping Flash and what he stood for. Everyone knows Flash from the series. Nobody knows Flash from DC. So it was dumb. And then on top of that, the way they used Superman, they didn't even use Superman's mouth. that's how flipping nonsense they are. Because Henry Cavill, the guy that plays Superman, He was contractually obligated to make another movie. So, and in that movie, he was growing a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
And Superman doesn't have a mustache. So what they done was they got someone else to speak. They got someone else to speak, and they put that person's mouth on Henry Cavill's body. That's why it didn't match. Watch it again. It didn't match.
I want to watch that.
DC is so pants. If you can't get the guy, just wait. What's so hard about that?
They rushed that Justice League.
It took Marvel 2 years to make Black Panther.
Even the villain was so shit. The villain was not scary at all.
It took Marvel 2 years to make Black Panther. My guy, just wait. Make sure you get all the ins and outs properly. Like, not just, we want to make this movie. We have to do whatever we can to make this movie now. That's why it was...
Would you guys like a film on the Joker? I think I would like to.
I would only like a film on the Joker if they're going to bring back Heath Ledger's Joker.
He was literally amazing. That's why Dark Knight is one of my favourite films up till now because of his performance.
Well, he was so good, he killed himself. How about you?
I'm not
being insensitive. He was so good, he killed himself. He locked himself up in isolation for months. He didn't talk to nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, the actor.
Yeah.
No, he couldn't snap out of it. He actually
spoke to people that were mentally deranged. He hanged around the psychopaths and everything.
He legit committed to that role
so much that when he was out of recording, he lost his mind and he killed himself.
That's actually mad.
So crazy.
So what can what can you really say? Like, it's, that's mad.
Dedication's role.
That dedication is wonderful, and he portrayed that role
perfectly. Amazing. Oh god, perfectly. That was too much.
But he portrayed it so well. So the downside of himself having to kill himself—that's mad.
That's actually crazy.
But on the flip side, my guy, hats off to you, sir. You did a great job, and now everyone uses you as a pinnacle of what a good villain should be in a movie.
Mm.
And that's the only other plaudits other than Wonder Woman that flipping DC gets, because DC's so shit. They need to hang it up, man.
One more thing, yeah. So apparently it's Captain Marvel. Did you see the cutscene?
Yeah.
So apparently that's Captain Marvel. How do you think they're going to use her in Avengers?
Basically, 4? What I think is clapping is that she was in some kind of isolation, when like frozen, like Captain America, because her story is more old school, like back in the 80s.
Yeah, back in the 80s. Nick Fury,
the first one,
Black guy,
Agent Carter,
the black guy,
Fury, Nick Fury,
yeah. Fury had both eyes,
exactly, yeah, because she was back.
That's how old it's meant to be.
That's yeah,
both eyes.
Then,
he had both eyes and he had hair.
Yeah,
okay.
I think she's gonna be a big thing because she's strong as hell.
Because
she is.
Based on the comic books, she's meant to be the strongest character in the Marvel universe.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Let me repeat that. She's the strongest Avenger in the Marvel universe.
Oh, okay.
Not strongest character.
Okay.
So she technically is meant to be strong enough to defeat Thanos.
Oh.
Technically. Yeah. Based on the comics.
How the movie's gone now.
But based on how the Russo brothers made the movies, don't really know. They can go anyway. Legit, any direction. But the movie that I'm looking forward to seeing is Venom.
Yeah!
I
want to see that.
Oh, and that trailer gassed me. Oh!
I actually want to see that.
Yo, did you see the trailer for Venom?
Emmy's out the loop. Emmy's out the loop. I'm not a film person.
Emmy's out the loop. Nah, I can't. I want to see Venom. And my reason for wanting to see Venom is all the other Venoms before this recent one has been portrayed very, very shitty.
Yeah,
like Venom and Spider-Man, Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
he's the best person I thought they can get for it. Either him or the guy that plays Punisher in The Punisher.
Oh, him!
He's a bad boy.
He's an Arab slave.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
Yeah, he's
because he has that edge of being a nice guy and just flipping and just being dark. Like Venom isn't a good guy. Venom isn't a bad guy. Venom is an anti-hero.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
So he's basically, he has no moral compass. His moral compass is literally straight down the middle. He doesn't care left or right. He just does what he wants.
Yeah.
Kills good guys, kills bad guys.
Yeah.
But that's why I think to get someone that can play a role like Venom has to be someone that has
what's
that
the story of Venom again? Because I just remember, I remember it from them.
It's mad because Venom is the person that Venom's a symbiote. It's like a substance that existed before time itself. Based on the comics, that's what it is. It's like a dark matter that existed before time itself. So it crashed down to Earth, and when it crashed down to Earth, it attracted itself to Spider-Man. And based on the comics, Spider-Man didn't really know what it was about, but then it took over his body and then started to make him do stuff that he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So in Venom, the thing itself, it doesn't like fire and loud noise. So the way Spider-Man separated itself from Venom was using sound
to take off
him. So when it did that, the symbiote known as Venom immediately hated Spider-Man. It's like, you rejected me. It's kind of like a kid saying, oh, my mom don't love me no more.
Oh, okay.
It's like that. So the minute it did that, it's like, I'm coming to get you. So that's when it went to this guy. His name's Eddie Brock. I think that's
Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock.
Yeah,
it's Eddie Brock. So it attracted to itself to him, and then based on the comics, Eddie Brock and Venom, when they come together, their sole purpose is to destroy Spider-Man and everything Spider-Man loves and cares for.
Because they're both like kids, Spider-Man, because of Andrew Brock, obviously, one of Peter Parker.
So, that guy that plays Spider-Man now, do you think he'll be in the Venom movie? Or do you think
basically, Venom is in the Spider-Man universe. This new
way Spider-Man just got dookled in Infinity Wars, I don't really know how they're going to bring him in.
Who knows? They'll come back definitely.
I know they'll find out to bring it because Sony and Fox, that Fox owns X-Men, sorry. But I don't know, they've just done some like recent deal, so I think they're going to find a way to like tie it together.
X-Men can come back into the Marvel now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to tie it together. It's going to be very interesting. But this one, I don't think this Venom movie, I don't think is based around the importance of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's more based on
Venom itself.
On Venom itself and like the powers of Venom, what Venom stands for, and more to do with the character of Eddie Brock.
Oh, okay.
So it's more to do with him, but they're taking it from like one of the weird comics of like, when he technically ran away from New York and wanted to like start anew. So him wanting to start anew is where he ended up in the city that he's in right now, and he's just trying to live his life. But they're doing it in a weird way where the supervillain is like this multi-billionaire guy that owns this company, and he found the symbiote and he's trying to experiment on it to like, he believes it's a way to make superhumans.
Okay.
So it's a weird way to tie it together, but it seems hella interesting to me, but hella interesting.
Well, I think that's enough for this week. We've talked about a lot of things. I just want to open up the floor for you guys. So we know that you might have questions to ask us, any dilemmas or issues. We're trying to see if we can get in contact with you guys. So if you guys can contact us on our email.
That is 3strikeslondon@gmail.com. 3strikeslondon@gmail.com. So 3 as in the word 3. Strikes, so the strike is a bowling.
So if you guys have any questions, dilemmas, you want to know something, you want us to expand on something, let us know. Just email us. And I think that's it for this week. Also, let us know what you think about Kanye West. Let's hear about that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your week.
Bye.